Does anybody need more time? Okay, if you went to 5 on the first one, you tend to feel inferior a lot of the times. If there are 8 questions, 4 is the natural median price. That's where the highest breakoff is. So if you have 5, it means that you have a tendency to feel inferior.
That's 5 yeses.
Yes. 5 yeses.
5 yeses.
Yeah.
Not necessarily in a row.
No. And the same's true of the bottom, only you try to be superior to cover up your inferior feelings. Now, I'm not going to ask you what you scored. That's all for you to know. So you can feel it. Okay. But it's one of the things we've got to do if we're going to talk about grace. When someone tries to point out your insecurities or flaws or tries to tell you what you do wrong, they are using unhealthy behaviors. A need to exploit others is done by insecure people. It is a need to control you in order to feel superior about themselves. Healthy, happy people will never exploit you, will never try to tell you how you are, or you put you down. That might help you a little bit. William, you have what, 3 sons? Yes. Anybody ever tell you how to raise your 3 sons?
What?
Raise your 3 boys? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
I listen to them.
You didn't listen to them, but they tell you. That's a good thing. But what makes them more of an expert than William would be about his own 3 sons? Excuse me? They don't live with them. That's right. Or maybe they sit back and say, you root for what team? In our congregation, there are Gators and there are Seminoles, and then there are a lot of renegades like me. I don't have either one of those teams. It doesn't matter.
Chuck,
I know, that's why I said, doesn't matter which team.
You like the Nitty Kitties.
Nitty Kitties are all right, yeah. But if they lose, don't care. A lot of little things. How you should treat each other if you're married. What you should say in a certain situation. How you should keep house or not keep house. All these are things that people say that make you feel inferior. And the Bible talks about some of those very things. Somebody want to read?
The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all their godliness and the wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness. Since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. But since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power, divine nature has been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God, nor gave thanks to him. But their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of an immortal God for the images made to look like mortal men and birds and animals and reptiles.
Okay, God has made himself very obvious. If you look around, see the order of things and the way things work, that's what chapter 1's hitting about. God did that. So you could say, we're just not running this universe by chaos. It's orderly. He put things together to have a pace. When I talk to somebody who doesn't believe in God, I use my camp illustration. You could believe, you run across the camp, and you look up and there's the tent right in the middle. Out in front, there's a fireplace going. And there are t-shirts along a strung line. And the t-shirts are waving in the wind. Now you can believe that happened because a big wind happened to blow the right way, picked up the right things, took those right things and put them in the right order. And nobody ever set that campsite. Or somebody set it up to be in that kind of order. Of course, you wouldn't believe that that was set up, that wasn't set up in order. Somebody did that. It was their campsite. He comes down to tell you who it is. The red ones. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exclaimed the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal man, and birds, and animals, and reptiles. Who's he talking about? Idolaters. They made their own gods. And who'd they make them look like? Animals, or things in their own life. I mean, after the creation. No, not the creator. So they get a hold of these things and they start making idols. And they make them after what they want. Okay? The idols were gods made up so people could get what they wanted. Therefore, God gave them over in their sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity, for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie. They worshiped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen. Because of this, God gave them over to their shameful lust. Even their women exchanged natural relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, the man also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed indecent acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their perversion. Can you see? They did what they wanted. Not what God did. Sure.
He's talking about homosexuality.
Yeah.
And I don't know, remember last time I ever heard a sermon about that. But when I was growing up, they were homosexuals.
Yeah.
But they tend to hide it.
Yeah.
Nowadays, they don't.
No, they don't.
It's Pulse Nightclub is all over the news, and people feel sorry for them, and they were homosexuals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
but this goes all the way back when they exchanged the truth for the lie. This is the behavior that came about. They have pushed God out of their lives. Let me read this one. Furthermore, since they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, he gave them over to a depraved mind to do what ought not to be done. For they became filled with every kind of wickedness, greed, evil, and depravity. They were full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They're senseless, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Although they know God's righteous decrees that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but approve of those who practice them. Yeah, when there was continual evil, yeah, it does sound like the days of Noah. What I put in red, I put in there for a reason. Not only those who have turned their backs on God do some of these behaviors, but you talk about things like gossip or slander or boastful people. Sometimes we get caught up in that kind of stuff. And because we get caught up in that kind of stuff, sometimes we need to back up and say, I wonder why I do that. Okay. This is the CEV. I just put it in there in case you had some of the words that were a little bit hard for you. It's the red section as well. They're evil, wicked, greedy, as well as mean in every possible way. They want what others have. They murder, argue, cheat, and hard to get along with. They gossip, say cruel things about others, and hate God. They're proud, conceited, and boastful, and always thinking up new things to do evil. These people don't respect their parents. They are stupid, unreliable, and they don't have any love or pity for others. That's a CEV. This is the message. There's rampant evil, grabbing and grasping, vicious backstabbing on earth with envy, wanton, killing, bickering, cheating. They look at themselves mean-spirited, venomous, forked-tongued, God-bashers, bullies, swaggers, insufferable windbags. Almost left that one out. They keep inventing new ways of wrecking lives. They ditch their parents when they get in the way. Stupid, slimy, cruel, cold-blooded. And it's not that they don't know better. Chapter 2. Somebody like to read.
You therefore have no excuse. You who pass judgment on someone else, for whatever point you judge the other, you are condemning yourself, because you who pass judgment do the same things. Now we know that God's judgment against those who do such things is based on truth. So when you, a mere man, pass judgment on them and yet do the same thing, you think you will escape God's judgment? Or do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, tolerance, and patience, not realizing that God's kindness leads you toward repentance? But because of your stubbornness and your unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath against yourself for the day of God's wrath, when his righteous judgment will be revealed.
Same group? Different group. This group is passing judgment on the other group. This group is going around telling them they better shape up or else.
Could be within the same group.
He starts talking about God will give to each person according to what he's done. Those who by persistence doing good seek glory, honor, and immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those who are self-seeking and who reject the truth and follow evil, there will be wrath and anger. There will be trouble for every human being who does evil, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace for everyone who does good, first for the Jew and then for the Gentile.
Why did he put the Jew from the Gentile?
I have no idea. You have to take that poll. Hello. Yeah.
I know when Paul was writing this, he was writing to the Jewish brothers concerning the Gentiles and how they behave towards one another.
Uh-huh.
He's pretty much getting on to the brothers about that. Could we today, I mean, I know we don't change the Bible in any kind of way, but could we today look at that as Christians versus non-Christians?
Yeah, you could. Yeah. This group are the ones who have the word of truth. Gee, I wonder who that could be. Who has the word of truth? Who has the Mosaic law? Who's had God and the prophets all along? And they should be up to sitting there and saying, yeah, we know what God wants, but they're not doing it. These are the Jews. And the Jews are getting up and pointing their fingers and putting down the group of Gentiles. Anything wrong with that? The pot calling the kettle black. You're doing good. Yes, they had.
The other part about it is the distinction with a lot of Jews that carried forward was it was based on what you were doing.
Uh-huh.
In Christianity, actually, grace was never based on what you were doing. It was more based on why you were doing it. Where was your heart?
Mm-hmm.
What were you seeking?
Mm-hmm.
If your heart is pursuing after him, and you're doing the things, you're trying to do the things he wants, that's what's acceptable to him, that's with the grace. And I always like that first part in Romans where it talks about not judging. The judgment there that it's talking about is judgment. You know, you're going to hell if you don't do this. It's God's grace, it's not mine. He gives it out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't decide who he gives it out to. He decides who he gives it out to. So what am I trying to tell somebody that are lost or
okay.
I don't know. It's his grace.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry, I did not hear you.
It's impossible for us to know someone's motives.
Right, it is. And a great segue. All who sin apart from the law will perish apart from the law. All who sin under the law will be judged by the law. For it is not those who hear the law who are righteous in God's sight, but it is those who obey the law who will be declared righteous. Indeed, when Gentiles who do not have the law do by nature things required by the law, they are a law from themselves, even though they do not have the law. Since they show that the requirements of the law are written on their hearts, their consciousness, also bearing witness with their thoughts, now accusing, even defending them. This will take place on the day when God will judge men's secrets through Jesus Christ, as my gospel declares. Now, I think this is going to take some time. He's got two groups. The first group that he's talking about, he has the Jews, and the Jews know the law. They've been given the law all the way up through their lives. They know the law. But he picks a guy up. Let's see, who would I pick up that looks? Chuck. He's our Gentile. And he's got a heart tuned in to wanting to please God. He's searching, he's looking, he's viewing. And it says even if you didn't get to the law, you never got the same advantage as everybody else. God looks at the heart, which brings up our two comments before. And God looks at the heart and makes this a just decision on his part. Can be on our part. Okay, any questions on that part? Oh, you are good, because it took me 2 weeks at Lipscomb before this came about to me. And their real motive is to please God, who revealed himself and what kind of God he was. Everybody's with me. That's great. I thought we were going to have to go over and park. Now, if you call yourself a Jew, if you rely on the law and brag about your relationship to God, if you know his will and approve of what is superior because you've been instructed by the law, if you are convinced that you are a guide for the blind, a light for those who are in the dark, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of infants, because you have in the law the embodiment of knowledge and truth, why would they do that? We got the law. You Gentiles, in the dark. You're in the dark. Blind. You need somebody to help you. Let us help you. Sound good? You're ahead of me. You're ahead of me. I'm going to catch up here in just a second, okay? So they've had the law. They're proud of having the law. They're ready to teach this poor Gentile who hasn't had the law exactly what he needs to do.
Got a question. They forgot what Moses told them in Deuteronomy chapter 9. He said, remember this, God's not giving you this land because you're so great. He's giving you the land because they're so bad. Okay? And the Jews always felt in arrogance that since God chose them, they were the best. And Moses reminded them very early on, don't go down that road.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't help. And they're still there.
Yeah.
They were the least worst.
The least worse, okay? You then who teach others, do you not teach yourself? If you preach against stealing, do you steal? You who say that people should not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who brag about the law, do you dishonor God by breaking the law? As it is written, God's name is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you. That's heavy. Back here and pick on Jim Seltzer. You want somebody who did that kind of teaching to teach you? Nope. You wouldn't put a dishonest man in charge of your checkbook, even if he knew stealing from you was wrong? Nope.
There have been several politicians that have been in the news here recently that were elected that did that.
Yeah, that's true. So he's saying, you're doing the same thing they are. Why in the world would they listen to you? He did. Yeah, whitewashed sepulchers. Now, have I got you to the, oh boy, I'm glad I came tonight stage? A man is not a Jew if he is only one outward, nor is circumcision merely outward and physical. No man is a Jew if he is one inwardly. And circumcision is circumcision of the heart by the Spirit, not by the written code. Such a man's praise is not from men, but from God. Now, those who said, I think it was Trudy, I think, and Chuck, were talking about, look at the motives of the heart. That's exactly what he's pointing at here. Look at the heart. You can have everything you want outwardly. If the heart's wrong, God's going to see it. Okay, we're coming along. What advantage is there in being a Jew? What is the value is there in circumcision? Much in every way. First of all, they've been entrusted with the very words of God. Somebody want to give me a synonym for that? Another word?
Oracles.
Oracles of God. That's good.
Revelation.
Revelation of God. Old law is a good one. You've had this all along. Now, if some did not have faith, will their lack of faith nullify God's faithfulness? Not at all. Let God be true and every man a liar, as it is written, so that you may be proved right when you speak and prevail when you judge. I need for somebody else to read. I'm going to lose my voice. Okay, let's make this the Jewish side and this the Gentile side, just off the top of my head. Is there a difference between the Jews and the Gentiles in their religion to God? Why? All have sinned. Is that what you say? All have sinned? Oh, I finally heard something with these earphones. Hearing aids. No one is righteous. No one understands. All have turned away. What does that mean?
We're all guilty.
We're all guilty. It means something else, too. We're all in the same boat. If you're looking for somebody to give you worth, it's not going to come out of this world. There are going to be people say, you're raising your kids wrong because you ought to raise them like I did. Or there are going to be people saying, you're living this wrong, or you've got the wrong angle on this, or you're not doing that. You're not going to get people come around you and give you a lot of compliments. It doesn't happen that way. If you say something that's just wrong all the time, they do it too. They sin too. They don't have the answers.
Just like us.
Just like us.
It's also the other side.
We could say that. Right. So the Jews can't look at the Gentiles and say, boy, they don't have a clue. Your wife ought to walk behind you by 20 steps. I'm hoping she hasn't. No, not you got to sleep sometime, brother. He said if she was Muslim, she would. No. Ah, she still wouldn't. Or you ought to dress a certain way. When my daughter went to Pepperdine, she went to the church in Hollywood, Florida. She lived in Hollywood, Florida. Hollywood? California. Thank you.
That's a long drive.
As soon as you get on the plane, it's about the same. We went to church. They had people from Africa who wore their native dress to church. We had people from the Middle East who kept their customs of the Middle East. There were some people who were very wealthy. Weird Al Yankovic, I saw him teach a class, sat in the class, and just said, that's weird. Yeah, he's actually pretty good. When he gets serious, we had homeless people that wandered in the middle of the service. What about all those people? There were those in the congregation that wanted to correct them. If you're in America, you don't dress like you're in Africa. You dress like you're an American. And they had some of those. I don't like the customs. This one was especially bad for them. If they prayed looking up with their arms out, there were people who just thought they were going to get really excited. They didn't like that one. But all these, they didn't understand the custom at all. They'd never been there. But they were telling them what to do to be right. Our world, you got to be like each other if you're going to be accepted. Now, whatever we know that whatever the law says, it says to those under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world held accountable to God. Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in his sight by observing the law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of sin. But now, a righteousness from God, apart from the law, has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference, for all fall short of the glory of God. Somebody want to give me that their interpretation of that real fast? You were the Gentile, right? Okay. Your value is not in what other people say you are. Your value is not in what you can do and what you can't do. Your value is not because you do all the things right at the right time in the moment. Who gives you your worth is God. That is so important. in my counseling office, people who don't, somebody doesn't like them and it's really bothering bad, I tell them, I give them a stack of $100 bills. They go down here into the corner, hand out $100 bills to everyone who passes. Will they be liked by everybody? No. There'll be those who say, this is only $100, why not two? Then there'll be those who are sitting there saying, this is a terrible waste of money. Not their money. But they'll be telling you it was a terrible waste of money. And then there's those people who go, $100, all right. But only one third of those who hand out the money will be approved of. The others will be condemned. Unless you get your worth from God. We are justly freely, we are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came in Jesus Christ. God presented Him as a sacrifice of atonement. If you have the New American Standard or the English Standard, right there where it says atonement, you'll see the word propitiation. It means the same thing. Through faith in His blood, He did this to demonstrate His justice because of, in His forbearance, He had left sins unpunished beforehand. He did this to demonstrate His justice at the present time so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. When God, when you give your life to God, He changes things. A Christian has the highest moral standing in the world. A Christian gets in on the good stuff. They have a value system that's up here, where the world has a value system that's down here. So if you got the value system up here, you got the very best coming. As far as morality, as far as daily life, as far as the way you treat other people, you have it up here. Because God's giving you a sense of worth. He wanted you even though you were a sinner. Even though you do things wrong. Even when others say things about you that just aren't true. God's saying, this is my kid. And he lives by my principles. So if they don't like the way you parent your kids, don't let them raise your kids. If they come down and tell you how to do what and when, they don't have the same value system unless they have the same God. That is so important because people will sit there and make fun of you. They find out you're a Christian and it's, and you sit back, God gave us this. We are the thing that is changing the world and holding the world from going downhill. We are those people because God made us those people. So when they pick on you, they just don't know what they're talking about. Okay, questions? Either I was very good or you slept a lot during the class. All right, we'll see you next week. Oh, I have one more else. Will you read that, Chuck? I am out of...
Where then is boasting? Is excluded. On what principle? On that of observing the law? No, but that of faith. We maintain that if a man is justified by faith apart from observing the law, is God the God of the Jews only? Is he not the God of the Gentiles too? Yes, the Gentiles too, since there is only one God who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through the same faith. Do we then nullify the law by this faith? Not at all. Rather, we uphold the law.
Okay. Good class. See you all next week. If you have any questions, come by and see me. I wish I had your